Today is the glorious feast of the Ascension, Ascension Thursday. And right after the reading of the gospel, the server extinguished the paschal candle. The paschal candle symbolizes the risen Savior, the body of the risen Savior. And so since today we celebrate the feast of the Ascension, in which our Lord ascended into heaven, he is in a certain sense no longer with us. And so we extinguish the paschal candle. The epistle for the feast of the Ascension of our Lord is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. The former treatise I made, O Theophilus, of all things which Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day on which, giving commandments by the Holy Ghost to the apostles whom he had chosen, he was taken up. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, for 40 days appearing to them, and speaking of the kingdom of God. And eating together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but should wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard, saith he, by my mouth. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. They therefore who were come together asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or moments which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had said these things, while they looked on, he was raised up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were beholding him going up to heaven, behold, two men stood by them in white garments, who also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand you looking up to heaven? This Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven. The Holy Gospel. Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16. At that time, as the 11 were at table, Jesus appeared to them, and he upbraided them with their incredulity and hardness of heart, because they did not believe them who had seen him after he was risen again. And he said to them, Go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God. But they going forth preached everywhere, the Lord working withal, and confirming the word with signs that followed. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And he said to them, Go ye into the whole world, and preach the gospel to every creature. And these words are taken from the gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When I was in grade school, in catechism class, one of the sisters related a story to me, which I would like to tell you now. This is a true story, too. A certain young man by the name of Charles was attracted to a young girl around his age. Her name was Deborah. Now, he was attracted to her, but she was not interested in him. Charles was somewhat of a jokester, a very outgoing character, and she just wasn't interested in him. Charles was born and raised Catholic. He grew up in a very Catholic home, while Deborah, who was a very nice girl, she was not Catholic. Charles nevertheless did what he could to win the heart of Deborah. He would ask her out on dates, he would offer to take her to dinner, and he often tried to take her to the movies. But as I mentioned, Deborah was not interested in Charles. However, Deborah did like the movies, and so she would go with Charles to the movies whenever he offered. And one night, as they were at the theater, at the ticket booth, purchasing the tickets, Charles reached into his pocket for some change, and his rosary beads were mixed in with his change, and when he pulled his hand out of his pocket, his rosary fell to the ground. And he didn't really think anything of it, but quickly bent down and picked up his beads, and he reverently kissed his rosaries, just as we do whenever blessed objects fall to the ground. We reverently pick them up and kiss them. Like I said, he did not really think anything of this action. But Deborah saw this little act, and it made an impression on her. Remember, she didn't really care for Charles. But this little act made her wonder, what kind of a man would do such a thing? Why would he kiss rosary beads? She thought to herself, there must be something deeper to Charles, something deeper about the religion he practiced that made a young man reverently kiss some rosary beads. Deborah was now not only interested in Charles, but she was interested in the religion that he practiced. She inquired about the faith, and Charles helped her learn about the faith. He led her to his priest, the parish priest. She learned about the Catholic faith, and she was eventually converted. And eventually, Charles and Deborah were happily married in the Catholic Church. Now today, my dear faithful, is the glorious feast of the Ascension of our Lord into heaven. 40 days after the resurrection, the followers of our divine Savior met on the mountain in Galilee. More than 500 people were gathered together at this time, and there our Lord showed himself to them all. And after our Lord gave his last instructions to his apostles and his disciples, he lifted up his hands to bless them. And while he was blessing them, he ascended into heaven. But one of the last instructions that our Lord gave to his apostles was this. He said, "Go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature." And what our Lord meant by this was to go through the whole world to spread his teachings and to establish his church. And one of the things that we can learn from this is that as the apostles were commanded by Christ to preach the gospel, we too can preach the gospel by our good example. It is quite amazing how our good example can influence those with whom we associate with, our family members, friends in the world, work associates. Just as bad example can have a very strong influence on those around us, especially the young. An example of good example would be a child learns his prayers, and he learns the importance of prayer when he sees that the family kneels down every night to pray the family rosary. Another example is one's devotion and piety at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which can help influence another to attend Mass more devoutly. Perhaps someone is struggling during Mass with distractions and it's hard for them to focus. But if they see someone else praying and following along in their missal, it may help them to refocus. We could set a good example by leaving those inappropriate conversations, even when we're around fellow workers. And people will notice this, or the fact that you do not use those bad words or laugh at those certain jokes. And this may help them. May help them to perhaps not speak in such a way when in your presence. We can, in a true sense, preach the gospel and our Catholic faith even when we simply make the sign of the cross in public, say when we're saying grace before and after meals, even when we're out in a restaurant. And even little acts such as bowing our head at the holy name of Jesus can help remind others, even our Catholic friends, of the reverence that we have for the holy name of the Son of God. We do not need to preach the gospel by memorizing sacred scripture and quoting it to others and giving our own interpretation of it. We do not need to get into debates about the faith in an effort to try to convert perhaps a fallen away family member. Often debates sometimes push people away instead of winning them to the faith. There is truth in the saying that actions are louder than words. And by the true story in the beginning, the story that I told you, we do have a real example of this. Sometimes we may feel a little embarrassed, a little out of place or different when we do practice our faith in public, such as saying grace before meals. But we could see how these little actions can be very influential. In the story, all that Charles did was reverently kiss his rosary beads. But the influence that this had on Deborah, his future wife, was not only they were happily married, but more importantly, she was converted to the Catholic faith. And my dear faithful, when we combine these little actions with our daily prayers, we could do invaluable good to the soul of another. And so, my dear faithful, I encourage you to follow the command of our Lord, on that first Ascension Thursday. Let us never be ashamed of our faith, but let us, by practicing our faith, so to speak, go and preach the gospel to every creature by our good example. And let us be a good example to others and ultimately help their souls. May God bless you and may you have a holy feast of the Ascension. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen.